ditch. Must be the season of the witch.
Always appreciate the people that go to the work and the effort to decorate their home for Halloween. There's lots of well-decorated yards throughout the province. Or how about those that go to the effort of basically making it an experience, putting together like a scare house, whether it's in their garage, in their backyard. My next guest joining me in studio decided he wanted to do this at a very young age. It's a cool story. Started when my guest, Riley Spicer, was a young fella and encouraged, coached, begged mom and dad to create an opportunity that the kids in the neighborhood would love, and it's sure grown since then. Happy to have Riley Spicer joining me in studio. Riley, thanks for being here.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm excited to have you here. I have heard about the Spicer Scare House, but believe it or not, I've never been there. And this is year number what for you guys?
It's year number 10 or 11. We're starting to lose track already because we've done it for so long.
So the story goes that a young Riley Spicer, and you're a young, what, 21-year-old now?
Yeah.
Okay, but we're talking 10-year-old Riley, says to mom and dad, I think we should do a scare house for Halloween. Is that right?
That is right. Yeah, there was another haunted house that was in the area that we live, and that one decided to close its doors, and that made me kind of sad, being a 10-year-old boy who really liked that sort of thing. It was lots of fun. So instead of just waiting for the next one to open, I asked my parents if we could be the next one, and they graciously said yes, with a little bit of hesitation, but they said yes, and now we've grown into this brand new awesome haunted house.
Yeah, so I mean, that's the thing. Like, this isn't a small ask. Like, I can only imagine what was going through their head when you say, hey, let's do a haunted house at our place. What did that first year, number one, what did it look like? Number two, were you involved in planning it? How did that go?
The first year, even just asking my parents, I was pretty scared to do it. I was sure they were going to say no, but it surprised me that they said yes, and it was super cool. But the first year, it was way smaller. It just went through our garage and then out this side passage on our property. And it was just me and my friends hiding in the garage in boxes of leaves. And and we had like one little corner where you could jump out from. And it was super simple, but me and my friends had a blast. I mean, we were in elementary school at the time, and it was just fun to have all my buddies there and scare some of the fellow classmates in the area at that time.
So when you did that first year, And you finished the year, did you say, mom and dad, we have to do it again, and next year we should ... Did you have visions right away of expanding?
Yeah, it definitely just kept coming back. After the first year, it was addicting to do this whole thing, and being a younger person, it was sort of like a start of an entrepreneurial brain starting to go. And
grow your business,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was like, oh, I can maybe take this a little bit further. So I checked with the parents, like, hey, can we do it again next year? And they're like, yeah, that was lots of fun. Let's keep it going.
Sure. Well, you've turned it into something that you've got lots of return customers coming to the Spicer Scare House. You also raise money for a great cause.
Yeah, we raise money for Bright Eyes Dog Rescue. And over the last 2 years, we've raised over $20,000. The first year we did it, again, we raised like $25, maybe $50 just from friends and family who decided to donate when they came through. But now that we've expanded into something so much bigger, people just love it and they're willing to donate a little bit more, and they love the cause. And luckily, too, all of the donations that get given get matched by MKS Financial as well. So that helps a lot with raising that little bit of extra cash to give towards a great organization.
$20,000 or $25,000 in a couple of years. That is, I'm sure Bright Eyes Dog Rescue must love your scare house.
Yeah, they do. They have decided this year too that they're going to bring some puppies out for Thursday night, and they're going to be the therapy dogs at the end of the haunted house when people finally make their way through and are scared and coming down after all that adrenaline.
So can you, without giving away secrets, can you tell us what to expect? I know it ran last night, but it's running tonight and tomorrow for Halloween. What can people expect when they come to 343 Fairview Road in Uplands, Regina, Saskatchewan, for the Spicer Scare House?
Well, when you get there, you can expect to see a little bit of a line. It does sometimes take a little bit of time to get in. So if you do come, make sure you dress warm because you will be standing outside. We do have some heaters, but again, just make sure to wear a winter coat or something. I know the weather's starting to cool down here. But for the haunted house specifically, we have all different types of genres of scares and actors in there. We actually have 21 actors this year, which is more than we've ever had before. And without giving away too much, there may or may not be clowns. There may or may not be zombies. There may or may not be an asylum. I don't know. There's a lot of scenes that are in there that we hope everybody will enjoy to some extent.
Riley Spicer is my guest, co-creator of the Spicer Scare House, which is, of course, in full function tonight and tomorrow night. And this is the last year, am I right?
This is the last year, tentatively.
Okay, tentative. There, okay, I like that little tease there, Riley. That's
there,
right.
There is a chance that it'll run in the future. We just have to reassess a little bit.
Okay, well, I think this is great. Can you give us a sense, just before we wrap up, of what you hear from the people? They just finished the Spicer Scare House experience. What are they saying? Are they clutching their chest? Are they laughing? What's the reaction like?
Well, it's kind of all over. Most people that come out, their heart's pounding and they're starting to calm down, and then they realize, oh my goodness, I just went through this haunted house and it was awesome. But we've had all ages go through, and it seems that usually the younger kids get scared, but it's really, really funny when you get a group of older teenagers or even young adults that are going through, and they come out and they're screaming on the last bit too.
I can imagine it's satisfying.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very fulfilling from our part, because a lot of people, when we get the feedback after the haunt, they always just say like, thank you so much for doing this. Thank you for making the small community of Uplands, making it better. And thank you for giving the kids something to do. Nice. Right.
So smile on the face for sure. You guys hand out candy as well.
We do.
So you get a scare and you get a little bit of candy. Yeah. That's good. It's the Spicer Scare House, 343 Fairview Road. So you can walk up. And I know, so for tonight, 7 to 10 p.m., if you want to buy tickets, you can do it at Eventbrite. Is that right?
Eventbrite, yep.
Yeah. And then, but you can walk up. And then tomorrow night it goes for Halloween, 6:30 to 10 o'clock. And no charge for walk-ups tomorrow?
On Halloween, there is no charge for the walk-ups. However, we do still encourage donations.
Of course.
On Halloween, too, as it is busier, we do have a fast pass line if people do want to hop in that. And it is $10 per person for the fast pass line.
You guys are Disneyland.
Pretty much. That's what we're going for. Yeah.
I love it. Riley, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, no problem at all. Thanks for having me.
The Spicer Scare House in Uplands in Regina. There are so many places throughout Saskatchewan. If you go on the website, SaskatchewanHauntFinder.ca, SaskatchewanHauntFinder.ca, there's one in Beaulieu. Beaulieu, Saskatchewan has, I think it's called Yard Scare. So if you go on the website, whether it's Saskatoon, wherever you're looking for, you can find houses that are decorated. So maybe you just want to do a tour like you do with Christmas lights. You can drive around, see the houses, the homes that are decorated with Halloween decorations. Or if you want to take it a little bit further and go to the scare experiences like the one we just talked about with Riley, you can check that out here as well. SaskatchewanHauntFinder.ca. Well, thanks for a great conversation today. Why don't we do it all over again tomorrow? It's Halloween tomorrow. Look forward to having you here for a chat. It fires up at 8:30 right here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.